Bit of a throwback there to 2016, Thundercats, Bus in These Streets. Taurus was in there too with Righteous Woman, and this song by North Arm kicked us off. You are on The Daily here this morning on 2SER 107.3 with myself, Tess Connery. There's not too much longer to go before I jump on out of here and hand over to Greg Poppleton with The Phantom Dancer. In the meantime, though, you may or may not have heard, an Australian rock camp is happening this week at the Factory Theatre in Marrickville. It's a week-long day camp. It's called Girls Rock Sydney, and it's one that's a little bit different. Specifically for girls aged 10 to 17, it aims to inspire through the power of music. On the line now to have a bit of a chat with us is Rose Chan, also known as musician Okanosan, and one of the mentors at Girls Rock Sydney. Rose, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks so much for having me.
So could you tell us a little bit about the Girls Rock Initiative for those who might not have heard of it before?
Yeah, so you covered it pretty well there. That basically we're a music camp for female, non-binary and trans kids. And so the day-to-day is they come in, we kind of teach them about female, non-binary and trans musicians and artists from the past. And then they come in and learn either guitar, drums, bass, or vocals. They take instrument lessons in that. And then they basically form bands and write songs, and at the end of the week, they perform them.
It sounds like super exciting stuff. Is this the first time that Girls Rock Sydney has run, or is it run in the past?
No, actually, this is the first ever Girls Rock Sydney camp. There have been other Girls Rock camps in Australia, so we're part of that wider community. The first one was actually in Canberra. So we've taken it from there and brought it to Sydney for the first time.
It's super exciting. So how did you get involved?
Yeah, so actually the whole program originated from Portland, America. So I actually saw a documentary, a friend of mine showed it to me, of one of the camps held in Portland, and it was just absolutely incredible, and I was like astounded by, it was just so inspirational and wonderful to see these kids just developing and growing so much in confidence, and it was just through like playing and meeting new people through music. I saw that documentary and then I heard that there was a second one happening in Canberra. So I was actually a guitar instructor and band mentor for that one, which happened last year. And then after that camp, a group of us basically decided, let's bring this to Sydney. And yeah, that's what we've done.
I love it. Now, I suppose, you know, it's not a new thing to be speaking about women in the music industry, but in the last couple of weeks, I guess in particular, Camp Cope came out at Falls Festival, a band of three, made up of three women, and pretty much called out the festival itself that they were playing on for not having an equal representation of, you know, men versus everybody else. What was your take
amazing,
on the situation? I know, it was an interesting one to watch.
Yeah.
What was your take on the whole situation?
Yeah, look, I think that's amazing. I think it's great. It's a conversation that needs to be had. Camp Cope, they're just an amazing, phenomenal band and great for our community and for this cause. They've actually been really supportive of the Girls Rock Australia, not just our camp, like all the camps around Australia. So Canberra, Brisbane, Melbourne and Sydney, they've actually supported all of us and like helped by playing in fundraiser shows and things like that. So they've actually directly helped us. And in terms of this news story, more of that. The conversation needs to be extended. Everyone needs to be talking about it, realizing it. So important.
Definitely. And so moving forward, I guess, how can, just everyday people, you know, who are listening be able to help and, I guess, address this issue in the community?
Yeah, so I guess, like, everyday things for us, for the camp, we're really interested in showing kids, like, these are amazing female artists who you can look up to, who exist that you might not have heard of before. And that can be extended to adults, just that conversation. Like yesterday we had a music history workshop, and we were like, oh, who knows Elvis? Who knows the Beatles? Literally everyone put their hand up. And we're like, who knows Sister Rosetta Tharpe, who actually invented rock and roll and was the first person to use reverb in electric guitar? And not many of the campus had heard of her at all. So it just shows, like, these artists have existed all the time, but we just don't know about it because it wasn't the mainstream, it wasn't the popular thing, which is really silly, and everyone just needs to, just put a bit more effort into finding female artists because they do exist, and we should be supporting that and giving them equal opportunity and equal time and voice as everyone else.
Couldn't agree more. Rose, really do appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
That was Rose Chan, also known as musician Okanosan, and one of the mentors at Girls Rock Sydney, happening right now, having a bit of a chat with us this morning about women in the music industry and, you know, representation of pretty much, the overrepresentation of men, I guess, on various festival lineups that are happening around the country at the moment. There's not too much longer to go before I head on out of here. I'll hand over to the newsroom, and then Greg Poppleton is jumping on with the Phantom Dancer, but I've always got a couple of tracks for you. This one here's by Bughouse. It's called Tax Stamp.
Oh, yes, so steep and great and like a safety ramp. Why do you know? Well, you can claim back with a tax stamp. Is a slow and painful journey.
Bughouse there. Tax Stamp is the name of that track. Little bit to perk you up at the end of the Tuesday morning. It is well and truly time for me to get out of here. Thank you so much for keeping me company. My name is Tess Connery, and of course I will be back same time, same place next week. But stick around because the newsroom is jumping on. And then Greg Poppleton is going to take over with the Phantom Dancer. Anyway, hope your week goes absolutely swimmingly. As I said, I'll catch you same time, same place. And to take us out, this is Ramsey with Petite Zelda. Thank you.